Power generation is one of the most serious problems in the Indian economy right now, so let's look at this a little more closely. It's well known that there was a major power blackout in India in the summer of 2012. It left several hundred million people without power. But what's perhaps most striking is that hundreds of millions of Indians didn't notice this power blackout at all. It's because it was already the case that 300 to 400 million Indians are already not connected to any electrical power source. One general problem is that regulations very often hold down the cost of power in India so that the price which companies can set for power is actually less than their marginal cost. So the companies receive instructions to connect various rural areas to the electrical grid, but it's not actually worthwhile or profitable for the companies to make sure this actually happens. The net result is that many people are left unconnected. One result of this lack of connections is simply that many Indians, hundreds of millions in fact, burn traditional fuels. This includes wood, it includes agricultural waste, and it includes biomass cakes. These are used for cooking and eating at home, but burning these fuels in cook stoves is considered inefficient. It releases high levels of smoke and particulate matter, and it's believed a fair number of people die of carbon monoxide and other forms of indoor air pollutants. But without direct electrical connections, of course, these burnings are likely to continue. Another problem common in India is simply theft of electricity, that is, cutting into someone else's power line and taking the electricity as your own without in any way paying for it. Perhaps $4 to $5 billion worth of electricity is stolen in India each year. Power and energy problems are actually constraining Indian business. About 55% of India's electricity comes from coal, but in 2011, coal production increased only about 1%, even though the Indian economy was growing quite a bit. Not enough coal was being dug up and burned to supply the power needs. Companies are demanding more power than the network is able to supply. Blackouts are now so common that it's frequent that factories will turn to their own diesel generators rather than to the power grid, even though the diesel generators may cost about 3 times as much. There was a research survey done of businesses asking what is the single most important obstacle for the operation and growth of the firm. The answers were revealing. The most common response was electricity, problems with electricity, and that was the answer of 31%. Next was 22% citing tax issues, and then 10% citing governance. But electricity came in as the number one problem for business. One problem is a state-controlled company, Coal India, which controls about 80% of Indian coal production. The company is often required to sell coal at up to a 70% discount to market prices. The net result is that the company simply doesn't have the incentive to invest enough in new mines and technologies. Furthermore, there have been recent scandals about the allocation of coal rights in India, sometimes called Coalgate. This has contributed to the general sense that there's simply something wrong with the allocation of coal in modern India today. Burning coal in India does involve a lot of environmental problems, and arguably it would be better if India could rely more upon its cleaner supplies of natural gas. These supplies in India are plentiful, yet there's a problem. These supplies of natural gas are subject to price controls. That is, government artificially holds down the price of natural gas, and that means the incentive to supply natural gas is correspondingly weaker because of the legally controlled low price. Overall, when it comes to power generation, India simply hasn't managed its basic policies very well. To read more on this topic, you can try Googling to these sources. There are in particular some good articles from the New York Times on this topic. These are some good Google keywords, and also here, referring to coal, natural gas, and price controls. And finally, this article, which is available online, is the source for our information as to what are the main obstacles for expanding Indian businesses.